Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Fisher. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schuelt. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sharon. McNair goes all the way around to score. Heving moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heving moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell catches it and throws to home to double up Heving. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Fisher covering. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Levy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Fisher moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisher scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McNair reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earnshaw moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earnshaw scores. Haas moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Muehlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Muehlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shult moves to third. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shult scores. Burns moves to third. One out. It's 8-3, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 8-5, Athletics. Lefty Grove now pitching. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Levy reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Sherin moves to third. It's 8-7, Athletics. Benny Bengo pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sherin scores. Levy moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 8, Athletics, 8. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 8. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.